Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. The onset of warm weather signals the beginning of barbecue season. Captain Maggie Lawrence of the Nashville Fire Department wants you and your loved ones to enjoy this season safely. Captain Lawrence will provide us with some tips to keep you safe. Captain Lawrence, what should I look or check for when using my grill for the first time after being stored for the winter?
If the barbecue grill has not been used in a while, or whenever the propane tank is changed or refilled, remove the grates and lava rocks to check that the burner holes and tubes connected to the burners are rust and debris free. If it looks fine, fire up the barbecue and check for an even flame throughout the burner. If the flame is not even, replace the burner. Most burners only last about two seasons at the most, depending on how often the barbecue grill is used.
I'm sure flare-ups are common when grilling. What should I look for when I'm deciding to place my grill?
You want to make sure that you place your grill at least 10 feet away from any type of structure.
Okay.
You also want to establish a 3 feet safety zone.
Mm-hmm.
And in this safety zone, that means that no children are allowed to come in that zone, or pets.
Oh,
because
okay.
What can happen is if a pet comes, a lot of times they want to wrap around our leg,
mm-hmm.
and we can lose our balance and we can fall, and if we're working on the grill, you know, it can just create a disaster. Someone should always be there. And something else to remember also is that you don't want to have long sleeves on.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have long sleeves on, you want to make sure that they are tight fitting.
Okay.
Because what can happen is, as we are leaning over to flip our burgers or our hot dog,
mm-hmm.
and if the fire flares up, it can catch our sleeve. If
right.
it's dangling, it can catch them on fire and we can get burned.
And can you also roll up your sleeves?
Yes.
Just to have them up on you?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's always good to have the long barbecue cooking utensils. That's why they're so long.
Okay.
That way we're standing back from the fire, but yet we're able to flip our burgers
okay.
and turn our chicken and ribs and things like that.
So the little short forks that you eat with,
no.
I don't work.
No.
It won't work.
Not unless you want your arm to be singed a little bit.
Okay. Does it matter what type of lighter fluid you use when you're grilling?
As long as it says charcoal. Charcoal lighter fluid. That's,
okay.
We want to make sure that that's what it is, charcoal lighter fluid. And you want to look on the back of it and follow the directions and the instructions that's listed on there.
Okay.
Normally, when you read the back, it'll tell you exactly how many ounces to put for the amount of briquette, for the amount of charcoal that you do have.
Right. So reading the instructions
absolutely
is a key thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I know a lot of people when they're grilling and they put the lighter fluid on, sometimes they say, well, I don't have enough, and they put some more on. Is that good or is that bad?
That's very bad.
Okay.
That's very bad, and I'm guilty of that myself. Before I, and this was like years and years and years ago, that's what I used to do before I really got off into fire safety and started
mm-hmm.
doing my research.
Right.
And not only that, there were times when I would be at barbecue, you know, barbecue parties,
mm-hmm.
backyard barbecues, and I'm sitting around as they would do that, and we'll say, whoa, that's a fire.
Right.
Well, you don't want to do that, because what can happen is that the vapors
mm-hmm.
and the flame can come back into that container and cause an explosion.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a big no-no.
Right. And I think a lot of the juice will make the flame and the coals hotter too. So really, once you put that meat on or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come and get hotter. It's just, you know, you don't see it, so you figure it's not hot enough.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because actually, remember, it's not necessarily the fire that's cooking the meat. It's the heat and the smoke that's actually cooking
in me. Thank you, Captain Lawrence. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.